It's
careful.
A big bag. It is the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of all your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of discourse and Discord, too. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. You can always call the show, text the show. Come and just stare at us through the Sundance Square Studios windows if you want.
I like that option.
Yeah, but I don't think that person listens to the show.
No, she just gives us dirty looks and then she power washes the sidewalk.
Or email us, Ken or Heather, at 921hankfm.com. We always love to check because there's a lot going on this weekend, so obviously we have a Hank FM newsletter. Oh, well, that's unfortunate there. But some corporate correspondence. Just got this from, hey, speaking of, Mark Phillips.
Oh.
Who also copied this to Elle next door. Happy 2-month anniversary.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely?
That is so sweet.
Wonderful, isn't it?
I mean, he is the one that married us. He is the one that knows. And
if you're running in a Cowtown Marathon, let me know.
I'm not.
He needs friends. Mark has been a busy man this morning. Mm. I don't know if you saw this one. Creek View Middle School in Fort Worth closed today.
Ooh.
Due to a norovirus outbreak.
Oh, man.
Blah.
That's not healthy. Yeah, should we send the axe spray over there?
We need to do
something.
I'm
pretty sure that takes it out.
All the other Eagle Mountain Saginaw ISD schools will remain open. I did a little research on this, and they say they are shutting down to allow for further disinfecting in alignment with public health guidelines. Could someone call these people to the Hank FM studios?
Yeah, we got it. No spam this week of note, but I got Facebook shamed on the official Burger King Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
So yesterday they announced the changes to the Whopper. And, of course, my umbrage was, I think it's fine, except the bun. The bread sucks. It's horrible. So I said, fix the bread. To which got a response immediately, not from Burger King.
Okay.
But conspicuously from Sandy Mack.
Oh.
I don't know if she's related to the other Mack Donald.
I heard her dad's a real clown.
But... And then she just, she did the quote thing from the story that I didn't fully read through. You know how that goes.
Yeah,
it's on me. The Whopper will replace its soft bun with a more premium one using new creamier mayonnaise and serve
it
in a box. I'm sorry.
Educate yourself.
I'm sorry. I was just scrolling. And the bread does stink.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're very upset about this.
I feel that way about that. Because it could be a great burger.
Yeah.
Put banana bread on it.
How is your grill doing?
It's fine. Thanks, Dad.
Heather, just following up, would you like to interview Billy Gardell on Monday, March 9th? He's from Mike and Molly. He's a comic.
Oh.
He's a great guy. He's very personable.
Mm.
And in all caps, we'll be playing Ottumwa, Iowa. So if anybody in Iowa wants to know about Billy Gardell, I know how to hook you up on that.
We are Ottumwa's best source and number one choice for...
KB and Heather Lee.
Hello, Ottumwa.
Real Texas country music. Christy, the teacher, texted in, play more Vince. So we will get Vince Vance into Valiance coming up on the way.
Yeah. I thought you meant like vents. Like we need to more vent more.
There was a lot of talk about Axe body spray.
Sure.
See the one from Amanda? Let us know. Amanda in Fort Worth. Hey, KB, Heather Lee. I have three teenish sons, and they were all using Axe, three different types of nasal assault. It did cover the the feet and fart smells in the car, though.
Yeah, but, you know, living through three boys, congratulations, Amanda. Go you. Isn't she a teacher as well?
Jesse brought up Old Spice. All right, that's still kicking. Others have brought up, remember, Brute? How about Stetson and the good old favorite, Drakkar Noir?
Oh, Drakkar Noir.
These are all still sold at a local mart near you.
Phil Lawson had that.
Don't ask me how I know.
Drakkar in high school.
There you go.
And perhaps the finest mullet I have ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was the thing. go ahead.
Somebody from the Wesley Hunt campaign let me know that it's Wesley Hunt was the third running for the Texas Senate seat.
Thank you.
I apologize and thank you for my factual error.
A mystery listener chiming in about the prom being bumped by the Eagles over at Jerry World.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, I'm very sorry. And I heard that it will be taking place in Hearst. This is Grandma.
The Eagles?
No.
They're just going to play
the prom.
Birdville
Stadium? They're moving
her
grandson's prom to Hearst.
L.D. Bell's practice field?
She says, H.E. double hockey sticks, no. Not if I have anything to do with it. That is ridiculous.
Okay.
I think she's going to call the Eagles.
I think she's going to take it to the limit. At least
one
more time.
I'm scared already.
John in nearby NRH is all for Elon buying the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
He says, I mean, could he honestly do worse? Look at Twitter and come back. We'll wait.
Okay. Yeah.
Used to be a thing.
We have a birthday shout out from his mom, Melinda. I want to wish John Bradley a happy 24th.
There you go, John.
Now I can record this and play it back for him. Isn't that a sweet mom?
That's fantastic.
Meanwhile, in the sports report, I got one from the NFL.
Mm.
They obviously want some of the Heatherly game.
Yeah.
Says new season, new stars. Dreams start now. The scouting combine of 2026. They want me to keep with the NFL in reach all year long. All right. You know what? I've already got a job, guys, but
Cowboys
do what I
need help at linebacker and safety, so, and about 20 other positions.
Yeah, and the combines. You just got to combine them all.
Trevor says, I will do my best to recreate the Co-Wetzel Taco Bell. Don't do that. Read the full story on how that. Country Cliff out of Gordon. He was on a roll this week. I can't help when it was talking about the people stealing all the chocolate. Says, I can't help it. The people stealing all the chocolate. Will they put them behind bars?
Oh, he's not
done. Good morning, KB Heather Lee. Perhaps, because Mr. Clean is retiring. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can take a look at the Tank of Transparency as a swan song before retirement.
Well, someone's got to.
And wondered who wins a Royal Rumble cage match between Mr. Clean and the Brawny Man. Well,
come on,
I think the Brawny Man, because he has an axe. And Clean has a sponge.
That's enough out of the axe.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off the Hank FM Facebook page, the question, what do people buy when they've had a little too much to drink? Someone's saying Jack in the Box tacos, cigarettes, anything on Amazon, and Landon gets the top honors after saying a dog after sobbing over the late night Sarah McLachlan letters. Commercials.
Oh, we get letters. We get your letters.
Or banana bread and Axe body spray. We love hearing from you all the ways. That's the Friday morning mailbag.